We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
My man is bringing it strong 90s style today.
Doing his thing.
I feel like I'm back interning at B96 in Chicago. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in America's largest showroom. Toyota of Hollywood, 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Robin S. Robin S. All right, let's play Cheers 2 here. So we go around the room. We tell you who we're giving cheers to, and then we'll go to the phone lines, and we will listen to who you are giving cheers to, and then we will vote for one lucky caller to win $50 at the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room in Oakland Park, a place that we love so much. I am giving cheers to the XFL Draft, which is going on today and tomorrow via conference call.
You said they drafted me?
It is going on via conference call. So they assigned quarterbacks. Those weren't drafted. Quarterbacks were assigned to each team. Dallas got Landry Jones. DC got Cardell Jones.
Okay. I got some names now. I know both of those guys.
Houston got Philip Walker.
Uh-oh.
Los Angeles Wildcats got Luis Perez.
Mm-mm.
You remember him from the AAF?
Luis Perez?
Yeah, he had like a breakout game, one game in the AAF.
No, son.
New York Guardians got Matt McGloin.
I remember him.
Yeah. Brandon Silvers went to Seattle. Jordan Ta'amu went to St. Louis, and Aaron Murray out of Georgia went to the Tampa Bay Vipers.
Murray was a beast in college.
The number one overall pick in the XFL draft today was Rashard Davis.
Oh, big shot.
Wide receiver, you remember him?
No.
Wide receiver. He went to the DC Defenders. Wide receiver out of James Madison.
I could make it in the XFL.
I'm looking to see. This league ain't going to make it, is it?
Oh, I wouldn't guess so. They already folded once.
Right. The XFL lasted 1 year.
And then the AAF didn't make it, and now they're coming back. I would say no.
But I love a new league, which is why I'm giving cheers to them. Like, I love a new league. I'm rooting for it. I'd love to have football year-round. I'm looking down the list of people that have been drafted. I don't recognize a name here.
Because it's after NFL and CFL.
I mean, I am having a tough time. Oh, Willie Beavers. Yeah, I'm having a tough time finding a single name. Martez Ivy?
Last name's Beavers and you name your son Willie. You have to have a sense of humor.
A little bit.
Yes.
You recognize that name, Martez Ivy?
Mm-mm.
Played in Florida.
No.
No.
These are the guys that can't make the NFL or the CFL, Hawk. No. Probably didn't start at Florida.
Oh, there's Stacy Coley. There you go, Stacy Coley, running a wide receiver out of Miami, was drafted 29th overall by the Dallas Renegades.
There we go.
There we go. Quentin Flowers from USF.
The quarterback?
No, running back.
Oh,
might be a different Quentin Flowers.
He could be whatever.
Matt Jones.
The big receiver?
Running back out of Florida.
Oh, yeah, Matt Jones. Big with the dreads. I thought it was Matt Jones that was on that coke in his car.
No, Matt Jones out of Florida. He was drafted 54th overall by the St. Louis Battlehawks.
He can run the ball back in the day. He's probably my age now, though.
Anyway, cheers to the XFL. They're having their draft.
Huh?
Today.
They called my name.
Today and tomorrow. Do they allow a lark on the field? Who are you giving cheers to, Crowder?
I am giving cheers to the San Francisco 49ers. Half of the reason I doubted them. John Lynch was made fun of when he became a GM.
Nope.
Kyle Shanahan gets the job after the 28-3 meltdown in Atlanta when he would not run the ball with his offense and could have had a Super Bowl ring. Those guys are legit. John Lynch put a team together. I love their front seven. This team will make some noise in the NFC and maybe even win the NFC. I'm saying that right now. Jimmy Garoppolo can play ball. I want to give my cheers to the entire San Francisco 49er franchise for turning things around, because about 6 years ago, they were an embarrassment to football.
They are for real. Solana, who are you giving cheers to today?
I'm giving cheers to restaurants that don't charge for club soda.
Huh?
I'm so sick and tired of going to restaurants, ordering a soda water. It's water.
I hate him with a passion.
It's water. Why are you charging me $4.50?
Who charges for club soda?
It's the most ridiculous thing.
Honestly, no. If you walk up to the bar and you say, "Can I get a club soda?" They'll charge you.
They'll charge you. I got charged $4.50 yesterday at a bar for a club soda. Soda water.
That's your fault, because nobody drinks soda water by itself.
Everybody drinks soda water.
I do like club soda with a lime. I happen to find that to be a very refreshing drink.
It's my drink of choice. It's water. Why are you charging me for it?
Like,
I'm sick and tired of it. So all the restaurants out there, no, they don't, because it comes straight from the little hose where all the other sodas come from. So
yeah, but soda costs money.
Water doesn't.
Right, but it's carbonated.
Yeah, but come on.
Carbonation costs.
And it's lime. The lime costs a little money.
$4 for carbonation?
You're renting the glass.
I just walk around my soda stream.
All right. What? That's your drink of choice, really?
Every time I go out, I drink a club soda.
But you don't have an alcoholic beverage?
Oh, no. I mean, if I go out like to drink, then obviously I'm not drinking just straight up club soda.
This was on Darren Ravel's Twitter feed, that millennials are making seltzer water hip.
I happen to like a club soda with lime. I really do. I find it to be a refreshing drink.
Like, what's that, Truly and White Claw?
No, but that's
that's alcoholic.
That's Spike Seltzers.
But seltzer water and soda water is the same thing, Solana.
No, there's one
seltzer there. Water and club soda is the same thing.
Oh no, right, but Spike Seltzers.
Oh, it's spiked. It has liquor in it, right. But those are the same thing.
I dabble in the spiked seltzer community. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I got to get to the calls. I don't know what happened there. Don't give yourself the clanks. You lost. From now on, we have to choose a winner and a loser from our little round of three.
You can fail in cheers,
too. Yeah, he lost on this one. He lost. You're not welcome back there with us. You're not going to the Funky Buddha Tap Room with us. Roman's coming. You're not.
I'd rather that.
Pasquale. Hey. Pasquale, who you giving cheers to? You're on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, Hockman and Crowder, how are you doing, my Schwarzers? I give my cheers
all right,
to.
I'm not even doing that. Get out of here. Jay in Miramar. Go ahead, Jay. Who you giving cheers to?
First off, they probably charged Solana because they knew he wasn't going to tip.
That could be, like, had you been there before and not tipped? Because you give a bartender $5 if you're ordering a club soda, you'll get club soda the rest of the night for nothing.
Exactly.
Oh, he's not a good tipper. I can tell by his face.
Yeah, probably not.
Huh? Go ahead, Jay. Who give him cheers to?
Well, I ain't going to get his vote, so I might as well hang up.
Oh, hey, that is true.
later, Jay.
I give cheers to Solana then. No,
there's a twist at the end of the call. That was excellent. Hold on. Let me put you on hold. Eddie in Pompano. Who are you giving cheers to, Eddie?
I'm giving cheers to the Miami Dolphins offensive coordinator who called the final play of the game to keep us in running for the number one pick.
I'm down with that, because that call had no chance of working. And
no.
So it kept you in the Tua thing.
Come on in here with everybody and catch the ball.
D-Man in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to?
Bad Bunny for giving us something to laugh to. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
Bad Bunny, ay-ay-ay. Excellent. Ray in Pompano. Who are you giving cheers to, Ray?
Solana. Absolutely. Word cannot describe.
It's hard to take at times, right?
Well, there's just a complete lack of faith in humanity. And that's all I can say. I mean it. I'm outside the demographics, but I love you guys. And Solana is my to Solana for sure.
All right. I appreciate that. He's become the breakout star for all the wrong reasons. Two people have nominated Solana for their cheers to. And when we did that Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha Brewery, Everyone wanted to meet Solana.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I take a picture with them? Yeah. You need me to take it for you? George is on the turnpike. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, Solana, I got your back. I'll slap anyone for you.
Look
hey,
at this. Listen. What is happening here?
My cheers goes out to the Washington Nationals pitching staff.
Yeah.
Sweep tonight, baby.
There you go, a baseball fan. That's more baseball talk than
loser.
Hey.
Jay in Boca. Who are you giving cheers to, Jay?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. My cheers go to the Miami Heat for finally having one of our franchises locally give us something to look forward to. Within the last 2 years, without dumping the year prior, even though we didn't have a great year last year, but things are looking great, man. We got rid of a lot of salary. We got new players that are performing. So I think it's going to be an awesome year. We're going to finish above normal, I think. I think we're going to finish in the top four.
They did do a good job with what we thought were limited resources. Miami yeah. Heat did it in a very impressive fashion. Frank in Margate. Who are you giving cheers to, Frank?
Hey, guys. I'm giving cheers to Manny Diaz for finally taking over that Hurricane defense. Man, was it long overdue.
Yeah, you know what? I would have liked to have seen that earlier, too. I wonder what the difference might have been. And Escobar in Weston. Who are you giving cheers to, Escobar?
Hey, fellas. I'm going to have to call an audible here. I originally was calling in to cheer for Solana, but since everybody's been doing that, tell me about it. So I'm not going to go that route. I'd have to give a cheers to that referee last night's Monday Night Football game that came in and called a touchdown for the Detroit Lions. Thanks to him, my fantasy football team lost by 0.3.
Oh, and they had one. You had another ref that was pointing first down for Green Bay in that same situation. All right, we got to vote for a winner here. Who wins? Cheers to, let's see, caller two. Jay in Miramar nominated Solana because he wanted to kind of win him over after having clubbed him. Caller three, the Miami Dolphins offensive coordinator for calling that play that was insured Tua would come to Miami. Caller four, Bad Bunny. Caller five, inexplicably Solana again. Caller seven, the Washington Nationals pitching staff. Caller eight, the Miami Heat for doing it the right way. Caller nine, Manny Diaz for getting back in on the defense. And caller 10, the ref last night who called a TD for Detroit. I am voting for caller number, I'm going to say four, D-Man in Miami. Bad Bunny, good show reference. We've had a million laughs with Bad Bunny and DBJ, and so I give him my my vote. Who are you giving your vote to?
I am going for Frank with Manny Diaz being in the building, that defense getting run over for weeks and just sitting back. You're there. Go get involved and put that magic on them.
Maggot.
Maggot. Put a maggot on them, too. That'll disgust the other team's quarterback, won't it?
We're attacking Georgia Tech with maggots.
Frank and Manny Diaz getting involved in the defense.
I could easily make a case for that as well. Solana, you're the deciding vote. Bad Bunny! Strong nominee there by D-Man in Miami. You got $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. It's between Commercial and Oakland Park Boulevard. You will love that place. We love that place. In fact, we're going to open up the Funky Buddha Happy Hour in just 5 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.